The church is spilling into the kitchen.
Yeah, it's cooler in there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too hot in after the kitchen.
It's too hot in the kitchen.
Oh, okay. And now is the time for testimonies. Anything you'd like to just thank God for, or anything you'd like us to pray for together? If I could just start by saying Tim Hawthorne and I and two other friends, including Marshall Higa, maybe some of you know, went to Cambodia last weekend for 4 days. And we were staying at a Christian guest house, which was amazingly cheap and good. And we spent a lot of time together, and that was the main thing, that even though we were there for a conference, we just had a chance to talk together and fellowship, and it was a real blessing. It was really special. I just praise God for that. And we met Daryl and Caio Record, who are missionaries there, and their son Benjamin. And they're doing well, and the church in Cambodia is doing well. And their time in Cambodia has gone up and down like this. But God is faithful, and they're really, God is working through Caio-san with the Japanese community in Phnom Penh, and with Daryl, it's through Khmer language, through various kind of books and audio resources, mostly that he's working with. But God's working in lots of ways through them, and they send their greetings to all of you. And they love this church. They're planning to come back to Japan in July for some time, I think. So they'll start in Tokyo and then come down this way. Right, not exactly a testimony, more kind of report from them, but anyone else?
New venue.
Yeah, everyone's got a bit of... Oh, it's so small. It's so intimate. I mean, at the distance, it's easier, I suppose.
Until I landed here at Hiroshima Airport, I was like, at this time I know that my room is no longer my room, somebody's room, and I need to stay somewhere. And so, I think I miss my room, but I cannot check it out my room. So until this morning, I came in the Japanese service, and a lot of people, I greeted a lot of people, and I said, yeah, I think the Philippines, and my eyes like I just control.
Thank you.
Yeah. maybe, but not really. But I knew that, yeah, that's the feeling. That's the feeling that I missed. And yeah, the song, the people, please allow me to say, yeah, I'm home. Other than my own home country, the place that I'm born, I think the other country that I stayed the longest one, I think, is Japan. So I'm happy to be back. And I'm also very sad I would need to leave next Friday. Because of my tight schedule, I cannot stay a little longer. I wish I could, but... and today I just felt like everything is like very normal Sunday. I just walk in and help, eat, drink. It's like very comfortable, very, nothing is uncommon. Everything is very common faces. And I hate to say goodbye. I don't want to say that. But I think I will have another visit again. And please continue to be as a family here, and until we'll see you again. And yeah, so
don't know how to finish.
We'll catch up later after this quiz. Thank you.
Within about 5 minutes of Rachel coming to the morning service, I heard from one or two church members, she's going to be staying here for 4 years. I went down and said, are you really? Are you really? She said, no, I stayed here for 4 years, and that was kind of misunderstanding. But I was thinking, oh, how nice that would be. Maybe you're not ready to come back for another 4 years yet. That would be good.
So, the good news is we've raised almost all of our money to buy the house. The bad news is we haven't heard from the owner in about a month or more. And so there's been repeated attempts at emails, and our moderator, who we warm-heartedly call Oyabun, because he's like very business kind of, we trust him a lot, and he gets things done. But he said he's going to make contact with her. So I don't know what the problem is. So we have no idea. So it's been a good time of testing. God clearly led us to this place. We didn't find it. We found it through a friend in men's fellowship and a connection that he had, and then this house wasn't even on the market. So it was really, really clear that God led us to this place. And so you're either going to trust or you're not going to trust, right? And so we're trusting that God's going to do the right thing and going to do the best thing for us. But yeah, please pray that the channels of communication would be open, and that the sellers could be blessed during this interaction, that God would pull through on the property.
Thanks. Hello everyone, my name is Grace. I want to read a scripture to you that came to me this morning during my devotion time, and I felt the need to share it with you. And when we were singing the last song, I felt like it was giving the same message. Yeah, and it's all about knowing that God is together with us. I'll read the scripture first. It's from Psalms chapter 73, from verse 23 and 225. It says this, I use the New King James Version. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterward precede me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. I came across this verse because, just similar to the song we were singing, there comes a time when the people you relied on or the things you really hoped in, suddenly they don't work. Or the people you really trusted or hoped will help or go in a certain way, they don't work that way. And kind of you lose hope and you feel like hopeless. And it happens a lot in our walk with God. Of course, most of us are already Christians and we know we believe in God, but those times come. But like the psalmist say, one of the things, there are three main things that you always need to remember. But the first one is God is always with you. Like, I am with you. So whether you are up in the, you are up on the mountain, you know, those times when things are working so well, your contract is renewed and your children are fine, you have peace with your husband, everything like that. You are on the mountain, but there comes a time when you're deep in the valley, in the dark valley. God is always with you in those, both of those circumstances. So the first one is, I am with you. God is continually with you. You have to remember that. And then secondly, 24 says, you is now God. God will guide me with his counsel. God is not just there with us, you know, like, just being with you. He will guide you with his counsel. You know, there are times when you're like, should I go left or right? What should I do? God is not just together with you. I am with you. Then I will also guide you. He will help you to make the right decision or to follow the right path in times of life. And then the third one is, the same 24 says, and afterward, receive me to glory. That was like maybe the last line of the last song we were singing. Because sometimes we forget that our life is not here on earth. We are pilgrims. We are passing. But it's so common for us to forget that all we have is to be accomplished here on earth. That is why when you find things are going down, then you think that the world has like tumbled down on you. But Jesus is giving us an encouragement to look beyond life on earth. We have to know that we are on a journey going somewhere, and that hope can never be taken from us, the hope of a glorious heaven, you know. So those are the three things that God laid on my heart this morning during the devotion, and I didn't know this song will come, but it was just like reminding me. You should know that our hope is not on the things of this world. We are looking forward to heaven, you know. And heaven is just like, that's where we will spend our eternity. Our life here is limited, you know, maybe 30 years, 60 years, whichever that God chooses. But our life, our glorious hope, is in heaven. So I just desire that you have those three things with you on your heart. God is always with you. God desires to not just accompany you for the sake of just keeping you company, but he wants to guide you in his counsel, and his counsel is his word. So as you read his word, you're getting the guidance on how to go about, whether you are on top of the mountain or down in the valley, because life is always like that. You know, we are, all of us like this. Some of us now are here. Some of us now are on the top of the mountain. We are all going through different situations. And sometimes the emotions make us to forget, or we lose our stability. We are so good when we are on top of the mountain. When we are in the valley, we are like the other way. But God wants us to be consistent just by these 3 points. Remember that I am with you always, continually with you, you know. Even when you think you are alone and things are so hard, God is together with you. He's guiding you by his counsel. And then he will receive you. We receive you to glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, yeah, we will also be having a sermon from Pastor Kevin.
Well,
thank you for the 3 points, and